A very good morning on behalf of Teach 613. We welcome you to Take 10 Fit Talmud. Nida Samech Tes, Nida 69b, pagination is 138. We'll start midway on the page, the beginning of the line, Masnisin, at the new Mishnah. Hazav ve'azava ve'anida ve'ayoledes ve'amitzora shemesu. A person died who was, during their lifetime as they died, with the status of Zav, that's the male, Vazava, the female, Vahanida, a woman in Nida status, Vayoledes, a woman after childbirth that has not yet gone to mikvah, Vahamitsora, and a Mitsora. So these people have their own type of Tuma associated, and they died. Says the Mishnah, Mitamin bimasa, they are still going to cause a tuma of carrying, and we'll have to define what kind of tuma we're talking about, ad sheyimo kabasar, until there's decomposition, and the Gemara is going to discuss what level of decomposition, but some level of decomposition before this unique type of carrying tuma that we'll have to identify is going to stop and not be applicable anymore. Now, in order to appreciate what's going on here, we have to jump straight to the Gemara, although I think we'll come back for one more line in the Mishnah in a few moments. The Gemara says, "My b'masa, what are you talking about that these five types of tumas are going to have the tuma of carrying associated with it? Dilema b'masa mamish, if you mean carrying, atukomes mila metama b'masa, every dead person causes tuma to the person who carries them. Elamai b'masa, what does it mean b'masa? Be'even mesama, it's talking about the type of tuma which the weight causes the tuma, even if there's no real carrying taking place. The case over here is that there's a stone underneath the dead body, and underneath the stone is something of tyrus, which is supporting the stone. It's underneath the stone, and that thing of tyrus is going to become tamei, because it's underneath, even though there's no real carrying taking place, but this is going to be a tuma d'rabbanon, because during the person's lifetime, this was a tuma that applied in these five cases. Ask the Gemara one line later, my taima, what's the reason that the rabbanon made such a takana that after death there should still be a tumah that's even more broad than death itself, just because they had during their lifetime this weight type of tumah? Amar Rav said, Gezeira Shema Yis Alpha. It's a Gezeira lest the person faint, look like they're dead. People take them to be dead and therefore don't think about this tuma that's conveyed because they happen to be alive, and it turns out later that they're alive. Indeed, in certain generations, this was a problem that the person was not clearly defined as alive or dead. They're communities that actually waited a few days before burying because they had incidents where a person fainted, was taken for dead, and concerns that the person would be buried alive. Tana Mishum Rabbi Eliezer Amra Chivaka Kereso. There has to be a deterioration of the stomach, which would indicate that the innards have started to decompose, and then there was clarity that the person's dead. As it relates to the Mishnah, then you wouldn't have to impose this extra level of tumah. Again, besides carrying the body, even if the body puts weight on something, that also causes tumah. Going back to the Mishnah, the third line of the Mishnah, Ovid Kochavim Shemes, but if you're dealing with a non-Jew, non-Jew is not really a great translation here, Ovid Kochavim, a worshipper of the stars. And in their time, such people were known for their immorality, and therefore a special legislation was enacted, giving an Ovid Kochavim the status of a Zav. So such a person died. Tahar Miletame, we're not imposing this Takana Durabanon of Zav after passing. We only applied the rabbinic enactment of Zav after passing to still have the status of Zav when it was a biblical type of Zav. But this is a rabbinic type of Zav, and therefore they did not enact this additional legislation. You could see it in the Gemara. Tanya Omer Rebbe, Mipnei Ma'omru Ovikochavim Shemes Tahar Miletame. Why indeed did they not equate the Ovid Kochavim, the star worshipper, the idol worshipper, with the Jewish Zav, even though the same term was being used during their lifetime? Answers the Gemara, Lefi she'ein tum aso mechayim midivrei Torah ela midivrei Sofrim, because during his lifetime, his tumah status of Zav was not biblical, but rather rabbinic, and therefore after passing, this case of fainting being a concern to us was not as great a concern, because it's only a rabbinic tumah and not biblical. As we've often stated, Chazal actually looked for opportunities to make a distinction between biblical and rabbinic so that everything would be clear. And the expression that might be applied here is it would be a rabbinic on a rabbinic, and that they didn't do. Yashar Koach, thank you for joining.